Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. It is a special week here at Cornerstone Church, Pastor Aaron. It's Easter week.
That's right. It's a special week all over the world.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And we've got a super awesome message for you. It's our Easter message. Pastor Jim's got a great message called The Resurrection and the Life.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking a lot about Lazarus this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lazarus is such an awesome story in the Bible, and there's always this, like, super nerdy theological debate about the shortest verse in the Bible.
Yeah.
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept.
And this is the story where he weeps because he cries about Lazarus. And I remember one of my professors had said, Jesus didn't weep because he was sad that Lazarus was dead, because the story doesn't indicate the sadness. As a matter of fact, I think that 4 days prior to him visiting the tomb and weeping, they had told him that Lazarus, I think, died, and or that he was sick.
Yeah, he was sick, and Jesus didn't go.
And he delayed, and then he was told that he died, and then he kind of delayed even more, if I remember the story correctly. Anyway, so he comes to the tomb. Why did he weep? That was really the debate.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's weeping. And the word wept might not be the best word in our English language.
Okay.
And I wish that the English language would do a little bit better with some of these things.
Yeah.
But the word that should be used is not a single word called wept, but he should have said something like, and Jesus groaned in his spirit.
Okay.
Or and within himself. He gave it like a
yeah.
And one of the reasons is just because he just got tired of the unbelief.
Yeah.
Of everybody there.
Right.
The show happening.
Yeah.
You know, there's a real show happening here at this tomb.
Oh yeah.
You know, Jesus just kind of like looked at all of it and just, no, I'm tired of all this. You know, there was something there. There's probably more there than what we can describe. I think Jesus wept is such a so real nondescript of the real situation happening at him
right
at hand and why he was sad about it. But this is the story.
This is the story.
And Jesus is going to come in and do some resurrecting.
That's right. Oh, he's bringing resurrection and life.
And he still does it today.
Come on. Come on.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to the message.
Let's do it.
I titled this message, The Resurrection and the Life. I'm going to be taking a look at John's Gospel, chapter 11. Wonderful passage of scripture where Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead. Four main characters. Got Lazarus, the dead man, Mary and Martha, his sisters, and of course, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in John 11, verses 17 to 27, so when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews who had joined the women around Mary and Martha to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I love that, even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? It's a good question for all of us here today, right? Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. Well, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus' resurrection destroyed the works of the devil. It also defeated death, hell, and the grave. Did you know Jesus' resurrection marks the first time in history that someone rose from the dead, never to die again? Jesus' resurrection was a true and total defeat of death. Peter says it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Jesus said, I am he who lives and was dead, and I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and death. Keys, you see, are a symbol of authority. Jesus is sovereign over death. Christ's conquest of death was permanent and eternal. Without the resurrection, there is no gospel, there is no forgiveness of sins, and there is no living hope. But thanks be to God, Jesus came up out of that grave. Amen. So we have good news. I'm like a herald. Back in that culture, the king would send a herald to announce good news. Good news such as the enemy is defeated. The soldiers have won the victory. The kingdom is ours. And I've been sent by the King of Kings to herald the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, the enemy's defeated. Christ is risen. The kingdom of God is ours. Somebody say amen to that. You can experience resurrection power in your life today. I want to take what happened 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ was quickened by the Holy Spirit and he rose victoriously over sin, death, and the grave. That same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, he says, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he will quicken or make alive your mortal body. John, telling his disciples, says, because I live, you also will live. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, the Apostle Paul is praying for those Ephesians, and it's a prayer found in Scripture, so he's praying for believers like you and I. He says, and I'm praying that you might know what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places. He says, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. If you are saved today, resurrection power was evident in your salvation. For you were dead in your trespasses and sins, and God quickened you by his Holy Spirit, made you alive unto God, forgave your sins, planted the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen? And if you're a believer, resurrection power is also evident in your daily victorious walk. You not only have been forgiven of your sins, but God, by the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, also gives you power to overcome sin. He gives you power to live a brand new way of living. He changes you from the inside out. And we know that the Bible is very clear about this, that resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead, that power will also raise us up from the dead as well. At that last day, at that last great trumpet, we know the dead in Christ shall rise first. There will be a divine quickening. We do not remain in the grave, but we will have a bodily resurrection at that last day. Amen. Death is the most powerful, terrifying weapon against us. When Christ conquered death, he removed the sting of death. The Bible says death was swallowed up in victory. Because of resurrection power, we have power in this life. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Because of resurrection power, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I was sitting at the front row on Good Friday service and thinking about the death of Jesus and how he was placed in that tomb. And I felt like the Spirit of God quickened me that he is going to bring people out of their tombs. that God was going to use that Friday and this Easter Sunday to do such a work that he's going to bring people out of their tombs. That's what he did for Lazarus. Lazarus was dead, 4 days dead, stinking in that tomb. It was a dark place. It was a lonely place. He was all bound up. He was stinking. The scripture tells us the stone covered that tomb. It was an impossibility. He was dead. And Jesus Christ, by his power, raised him up from the dead. That stone was rolled away.
Talking about the resurrection and the life this week, and we're going to, you know, obviously, we're kind of looking a little bit at the story of Lazarus. And the story of Lazarus is one of the most interesting stories in the gospel.
Yeah.
Of his relationship with Jesus before he dies. And, you know, he obviously passed away. Jesus said, I'm not going on purpose. I'm going to let him sleep. And the disciples are like, well, isn't that good? If he's sleeping, he's going to get better. And, right. There's so many things there. You know, you talked about Jesus wept at the beginning of the episode. But one of the things that I think is almost funny about this story is at the very end, Jesus calls Lazarus forth. He comes out of the grave. They take the grave clothes off. Everybody's celebrating. And the Bible actually says that there were some Pharisees there that watched this happen. And they were so mad that they went out and plotted how to kill Jesus. And they were going to kill Lazarus too.
Wow.
And it makes me kind of laugh because I'm like, you just watched him come back from the dead.
Yeah.
And you're going to kill him again? Like, do you really think you have that much power?
Yeah.
That you're going to stop this guy who's raising people from the dead? I don't know. I think it's kind of funny.
It shows they're real monster, how monstrous they are.
Yeah.
They're such monsters. They're so bad.
Yeah.
They're really the opposite of everything God wants.
Yep.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. And
how can you get like that? How can you be religiously zealous, serving the Lord, and how does your spirit get that bad?
I think your spirit gets that bad when you've moved away from a closeness to God through a relationship and moved into closeness to God through my behavior.
I have a real good friend who preaches a great message. And he talks about how, like, your father will tell you, hey, son, go clean your room. And so, like, you walk into your room and, you know, you're a kid and you get distracted. And instead of maybe cleaning, you, like, let's say you, like, memorize some scripture verses. Right?
Okay.
And you come out an hour later and dad's like, so did you clean your room? And you're like, no, but I memorized some scripture. Well, could you please just clean your room? Oh, yeah. And you go back in there and you study some Greek and some Hebrew.
Yeah.
And you come out and your dad's like, did you clean your room? And you're like, no, I studied Greek and Hebrew. Are you proud of me? And the father's like, I just want you to clean your room. And that's kind of essentially like what we do, what these people are doing.
Yeah, right.
Is like they're actually not doing what the Lord wants them to do, but they're religiously zealous and studying hard and memorizing scripture, but they don't understand the heart of the Father.
That's right. That's right.
And we can get like that if we're not careful.
We can get like that. And that's we don't want to get like that. That's the whole point of me bringing this up is we don't want to get like that. We want to know and experience the power of resurrection and life.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a great Monday.
Great Monday.
But I'm excited for Tuesday.
Come on.
We'll be right back here tomorrow morning. Walking in his word. Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.